A suspect in a shooting near the CU campus in Boulder last night is still at large. Police say the shooting occurred just before 10:30 and sent an adult male to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. CU Boulder sent out a total of 5 alerts via their CU Alerts system. One of them, just after midnight, said report of an armed suspect on campus South UMC. All dorm residents shelter in place. Avoid area. The Boulder police described the suspect as a heavyset white male in his 20s, wearing a heavy winter jacket with long brown hair. The university sent out a final alert just before 12:30 a.m., noting police had cleared CU family housing and calling it safe to resume normal activities. Defense attorneys for the man accused of killing 10 people in a Boulder King Supers say he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. 23-year-old Ahmad Alyssa is charged in the March 2021 murders. In a court filing earlier this month, his lawyers say 4 mental health experts found Alyssa is schizophrenic, with one describing him as near catatonic while in jail in the aftermath of the shooting. He has since been moved to a state mental hospital. Since being moved to that hospital, experts have said he's not competent to stand trial. They say he can't understand legal proceedings and participate in his defense. Alyssa is accused of opening fire with an automatic weapon and killing employees, customers, and a police officer who tried to stop the shooting. Former employees of the Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs say they've not received their fair shares of money raised through a crowdsourcing effort after the deadly mass shooting there in November. The employees say that after the shootings, when the club had to close, owner Matthew Haynes told them he would make sure they'd be okay financially. Colorado Newsline is reporting that Haynes raised more than $55,000 from a GoFundMe drive. Several of the former employees say they've received $1,000 or less, while others say they haven't received anything at all. The Denver Post reports the Club Q GoFundMe page does say some of the money raised will go to remodeling and to a memorial for the shooting victims. A bill to improve access to mental health treatment in Colorado has sailed through both houses of the state legislature and is now awaiting Governor Polis's signature. The State House approved HB 231071 yesterday after changes made by the state Senate. The bill's supporters say it will allow qualified psychologists to prescribe mental health medications to those patients who need it. Under existing law, only doctors and psychiatrists can issue prescriptions. Boulder Representative Judy Amable says it will, quote, bridge a gap in mental health care access by helping Coloradans receive treatment faster. The State House has also approved a measure that would give local governments the power to develop rent stabilization policies tailored to their own communities. House Bill 1115 passed on a 40-24 vote yesterday and goes next to the State Senate. If approved and then signed by the governor, it would reverse current law, which prevents local rent control ordinances on private housing. Advocates say it would help families stay in their homes and build the communities they want. 2 Colorado hospitals and all their facilities are about to end mask requirements 3 years after the start of COVID-19. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Both Denver Health and UC Health hospitals will end face mask requirements for asymptomatic patients, visitors, staff, partners, and volunteers in all of their facilities tomorrow, March 1st. All are welcome to continue wearing masks if they prefer. Channel 9 reports that UC Health feels that since Colorado's experiencing substantial decreases in COVID-19 cases and influenza cases, now was the time to discontinue the mask mandate. Denver Health's decision to lift the masking policy relies on there being no significant changes in epidemiological trends and is subject to change should any community respiratory virus infection rate rises. UC Health and Denver Health are still requiring any patient who has an infectious disease to wear a mask, and any staff members or providers who care for those patients will be required to wear appropriate personal protective equipment. They will continue to promote anyone experiencing cold, flu, and other respiratory symptoms, or who is not fully vaccinated, to continue wearing a mask. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
A Colorado man is suing the Chaffee County Sheriff's Department and several other law enforcement agencies for alleged excessive force during an arrest. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo has the story.
Chaffee County Police pulled over 30-year-old Ellis Athanas as he said he was driving home from the gym. Police body camera video shows officers wearing tactical gear approaching the car with guns drawn. According to the Denver Post, Afanas put his hands out of the driver's side window, but an officer detonated a so-called flashbang device just outside the window in order to subdue him. Afanas, following his arrest, became nauseous, developed a severe headache, and collapsed in transit to jail. He was later diagnosed with a concussion. Kevin Mayer, Afanas' attorney, told the Denver Post that the Chaffee County Sheriff's Sergeant wrongly claimed Afanas' criminal history to, quote, justify the high-risk traffic stop. Afanas' arrest warrant was a day old at the time of the arrest. A judge dismissed the charges, ruling insufficient evidence. Afanas' attorney calls the incident, quote, an alarming display of the militarization of the police in the United States. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
Newly released body cam video shows that Littleton police earlier this month waited nearly 5 minutes to help a suspect they had shot. That suspect, 41-year-old Stephen Poulsen, later died from his wounds. Police originally said they responded to a suspicious vehicle call and witnessed Poulsen crash the motorcycle he rode. But the Denver Post reports the video released yesterday shows the officer ramming into Poulsen's motorcycle and then chasing him behind an apartment building. Police also said that Poulsen pulled a gun. The video is not clear on that point, but the Post says an officer is heard saying, "Don't shoot." The incident remains under investigation, and the officer who shot Poulsen is on paid administrative leave. In Boulder County, a 50-year-old snowboarder reported missing has been found alive. The man, who was not identified, spent more than 24 hours in the wilderness before being located near Nederland Monday night. The weather forecast for this final day of the month: mostly sunny skies in the area with a slight chance of snow showers before noon. Expect another windy day with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour in places. 43 degrees the high temperature in Boulder, 50 in Denver, 46 degrees high in Fort Collins, and in Nederland expect a high of about 25 degrees. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.